Hi, this is Doc Bradley, Pinhead from the Hellraiser movies, and you are listening to Underground Horror Radio, and you'd better keep listening or I will tear your soul apart.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com and also on Florida Geek Scene and Podbean. And we're all over the place. We're here, we're there, we're everywhere. It is your host, Nicole Velakis-Jordan, author, with my partner in all things in life, Justin McPatches.
I quit.
We have been gone for about 2 weeks now, because both of us have been fucking busy as shit.
I shut the show down. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Then why are we here?
Contract.
Hmm.
Contractual obligations.
Whatever. So
we were busy.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
I did
since
do an interview.
The last show. You did do an interview with Drew Edwards, yes, and that's posted.
That's on Podbean.
And yeah, you know, real life, work, all that crap. So
yeah.
But this is a very exciting weekend.
It is.
We are going to tell you that we're actually recording this ahead of time because
yeah,
while it's happening, while it's on Saturday night,
we're at the Misfits.
We will be at the Misfits down in West Palm Beach at the Respectable Street
block
anniversary
party.
Block party.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're kind of excited because little background story for us.
I'm out.
No, you're not. Shut up. So, 3 years ago.
It was three years ago.
So
it's hard to get all this kind of together.
Yeah, it was 3 years ago this past Monday, the 23rd. Or past Sunday. It was Sunday, wasn't it? The 23rd. Yes.
I think it was Sunday.
Oh, yeah. So 3 years ago on the 23rd, I went to Barnes & Noble's to meet this guy that I had talked to on the internet that did a radio show on the internet. And because I'd offered to go and get some flyers for him because I was going to a convention.
Horror Find,
which is now defunct. But
in Gettysburg.
In Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. So here we are, 3 years later, right?
Yeah.
Well, 3 years ago, we met, we talked.
I didn't like you.
Yeah, we didn't like each other very much.
You lie, you liked me. I liked you too. Anyway, so I did Not For Air, and then I went to Spooky with you. But
before that,
going to the Misfits.
Yes, you invited me to come to the Misfits.
And you said no.
And I said I would try.
And it rained.
Because it was storming and we didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
So this year, it is storming again. It's
offshore.
Coming. It's coming. Some form of storming is coming.
But it's not going to hit that day.
And the Misfits are now playing again at the Respectable Street Party. So, it's funny because 3 years ago, I didn't get to go.
And now you get to go.
And now I get to be with my hubby. Yep.
And it's not just Not For Air. We got Underground Horror Radio.
Right.
I'm a little nervous.
Why?
I'm not nervous because Jerry was cool and I met him before.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get talk to him very much, but yeah. I met him.
I'm cute, so.
Well, you are cute, but my thing is,
mm-hmm.
I don't, because he really is big on the branding of the Misfits.
Yeah.
And I don't know how he's going to feel about that. Logo. I don't see the problem. It's different enough.
Yeah,
and it's
a
like a
mask.
Tribute. In a way, it's like a tribute.
Yeah, it's not.
Plus,
it's
we're not making any money.
Yeah, we're not making any money off of it. So he can have a piece of nothing because that's what we got.
Yeah.
So
I think he'll be all right. He seems like he'd be cool.
Yeah.
And but I'm excited for that. And Social D.
Yes, we actually. Are going to see Social Distortion up in Charlotte, North Carolina.
So we're really...
We've already been when you're listening to this, but...
We're going to go and then go early Friday. Go there, see the concert, get some sleep, if we're not drunk. Who knows? And then we're going to drive back
make it to the Misfits.
Now, that wasn't our normal plan, but what happened was on the 4th of July... Me and Jeffrey, who's on the Caffeinated podcast, check that out on McPatches Media and Podbean as well. We went down to West Palm, and on Facebook, while we were there at Respectables and O'Shea's, the thing popped up on the phone about the anniversary, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
sweet. I look at the date, and I'm like, God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so having a beer in me already, I'm like, I got an idea. This is what we're going to do. Yeah. And then, of course, the big obstacle was, well, will your wife go for it? And I'm like, that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
But you're on board. So
I am on board, but you're driving. I told you.
Not there. The whole way there. On the way back.
On the way back.
I don't understand why that's a thing. Like, what?
Because you want to make it here in time, then you need to make it here
in
time.
Do you not care?
I do care, but this is your thing to be running this marathon from one show to one show. We're not on tour here, babe.
I know, but you've never seen the Misfits.
I know I've never seen the Misfits, and I want to see them. It's not that I don't want to see them. I just want...
And get to see our local friends, a couple of our local friends from the Port St. Lucie area is playing.
Yep, who else
Nation
is playing?
Decay.
Nation Decay. Who else?
Break the Hero,
uh-huh.
OSF,
uh-huh.
The Alleys.
Uh-huh.
That's all I got on the top of my head.
Yeah, I don't know anybody else.
Oh, no, I know there are other ones, but they're all from down there.
Okay, but I don't know any of the other ones.
It doesn't matter. So, yeah, that's the plan. And the Misfits, you know, a lot of people now are like, it's not really the Misfits. But, you know.
We say fuck you.
Well, I don't know about that. Well, yeah. But,
yeah, we do.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Think it'll be fun anyway. It's free, too, so you get to see the Misfits for free.
Yeah, you can't really argue about that, even if it's only Jerry. It's only Jerry only?
Jerry only, and I forget the drummer's name. And it's not Chud.
Yeah, I know.
We met Chud.
Your buddy.
Yeah. He dropped off the Doyle tour right after that.
Really?
You know that? Oh. Yeah.
Weren't they side by side?
Yeah.
At the thing? Maybe he fucking pissed him off.
He's maybe.
Like, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
That was like last year? 2 years ago? No, it was at Mayhem last year. Not this current year, but yeah, it was at Mayhem.
Was it? I don't know.
Yeah, we met him and we hung out with Mark Patton.
Yeah, it all runs together.
It does. So we'll be at Spooky again.
Yeah, we'll be at Spooky again. We have a lot of things to talk about. We actually have a lot of things to talk
yeah.
about today. So,
well, because we missed a couple weeks.
Yeah, we missed
you
a couple
You
want to
just
weeks.
Do a like a once a month show or?
No.
I like doing it weekly.
Yeah. And
yeah. Well, it's August is over.
There have been some developments that might make it a little easier for us to do this now.
Yeah. And also, it's August is over. This is the last
We're
thing
going into September, yeah.
With our anniversary and the Misfits and the Social D and all that shit.
Yeah.
So that's done.
And then we start gearing up in September for October.
Well, September is basically... I decreed... That
it's
September, pre-Halloween, yes. September and October is both October. Because September is when you really do start getting all the stuff in.
So we're going to call it September?
Septemberween. Hello, September?
Hello, member?
We can get rid of November, too, because there's nothing there except Turkey Day. And it has pumpkin pie, so fuck it, it's all the same.
Well, my mother's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm talking about holidays.
I know.
No, September, yeah, so the Halloween stores are starting to build. And you know what I'm excited about?
What?
This is going to sound really ridiculous to you.
Yeah?
So.
I'm sure it will.
As people know, I do the Caffeinated Podcast at a Starbucks when they close.
Uh-huh.
And in order to do this insane show, we have to be caffeinated.
Yes.
So I drink tea, but lately I've been switching to something else.
What?
Coffee.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, but guess what's coming in September?
Pumpkin spice.
Yes, latte, which is coffee, right?
Pumpkin spice latte, yeah.
Is it
pumpkin spice.
Is it cold stuff?
They do cold ones, too. They do They do pumpkin spice frappuccinos.
What about a pumpkin spice iced coffee? Is that a thing?
Yeah, they'll do that, too.
Okay.
You just basically order an iced coffee and have them put a pump or two of
the pumpkin
in it.
I don't know. I'm excited. And the pumpkin beer. We have to get the pumpkin beer.
Yes, we have to get pumpkin beer.
And, you know.
So, yeah, we're really excited. Things are happening. We've already started going and looking at Halloween-y stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, this time we don't have to save our money for a wedding.
No. And, you know,
that was the
we already have a lot
year.
Of stuff, too, so we'll have
yes.
to pull all that out.
And we won't be here for Halloween anyway.
Yeah, so. But we're going to start decorating next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess before we go and listen to more music, Truant put out the new album.
Yeah.
The Man Who Is
cool.
Death. So good for them. Tony Jenkins,
awesome.
Truant. I think a guy named Wolf Nards. I think he's the drummer.
Wolfman's got Nards.
Monster Squad.
Uh-huh.
And Charlotte Grace Perkins. So with that said, I got a question. Do you think Spooky being on Halloween... As much as I love it and you love it, and I don't know if anybody told anybody since it's been a couple of weeks, but It's fucking daylight savings.
Yes.
Fucking extra hour.
Extra hour to party.
That just an extra hour for Halloween.
Yeah.
That just makes everything okay.
Party.
That too.
Yes.
You'll be in bed.
Shut up.
Are you going to hang?
I probably will.
Okay.
It depends on how late you keep me out Friday night.
Well, we're going to be there anyway.
Yeah.
So we might do podcasts in the hotel room. Who knows? All night.
We'll just pull people in.
We'll do like Rodney. Where's Rodney? Oh, him and Dan are playing a concert. I got stoned and forgot.
Yeah. Our room's upstairs, so if you want to come up and do a little interview podcast thingy with us, just let us know.
Yeah.
Just let us know.
But do you think, with that aside, do you think that a lot of people are busy, I guess, would you say? It's hard to get guests of any kind, whether it's an author or an actor, because Halloween is a very busy day. Do you think that might be a thing?
I think in some cases that's true.
Yeah.
But I think for the most part, I think...
Because it's the first time they've done that, right? I think usually it's the week before.
Yeah, it's usually the weekend
which
before.
Which I have no problem with.
I think mostly it's that anybody that's really into Halloween that wants to celebrate it...
Has already got things going on.
Has already got things going on. But also, a lot of the horror people, this is their Christmas.
Right,
so,
like us.
Yeah, they're going to come and make money and meet their fans. And, you know, I mean, that's what they're
going to do.
Because
it's like if somebody else is like, oh, hey, Justin and Nicole, we're doing some kind of thing on Halloween. We're like, no, we're going spooky.
Sorry.
Last year we did the Ghetto Zombies on Halloween, which was awesome because we already did spooky and the wedding.
Yeah.
And everything else. So anyway, that was just a thought.
Right.
All right, let's play tunes. We'll come back. We saw Sinister 2?
Yes, we did.
Was it?
Yes.
Was it Insidious, Sinister?
No, it was Sinister 2.
What was the other one? Conjuring? They're all the same name? Okay. And then, we'll be back.
We'll be back.
Around your heart. Whoa. Downtown and Liberty, lost to the night. Electric touch to you, burning little light. The blood that wanders down your arm, babe. Oh, hey, wrapped around your heart. Whoa. I'll take you up into my arms. We can't ever fall. We feel I keep waiting there for you. Black cat tearing up my arms. You sat drowning out the hall. Sounds like a good time to you. Whoa, 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 whoa. Thank you.
Come on.
Welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on PodunkRadio.com.
Yes, PodunkRadio.com. One of the finest stations in all the world.
Indeed.
Based out of Texas.
Indeed.
For now.
But we hear it all over the place because we have fans that listen to us all over the place, like England and Ireland.
We do have England and Ireland.
And
yeah, so also check out Dr. Wolfie on Facebook and YouTube, My Gal the Zombie on Facebook and YouTube, Horror Movie Review Guy on YouTube as well. We're on Twitter.
Yeah.
Nicole really isn't, but I am.
Yeah, Justin takes care of that stuff.
Not for Air PDcast.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, it's Jay McPatches.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You'll see a lot of stuff for the Caffeinated on there as well. I do a lot of... I wear many hats.
Yep.
Brock Lesnar! Sorry.
My name is Paul Heyman.
He does a good job.
Speaking of which, we watched...
SummerSlam
last weekend.
It has nothing to do with horror.
I know it doesn't, but The Undertaker...
Yes, The Undertaker, the dead man.
The Undertaker beat Brock Lesnar.
By cheating.
But they're saying that he didn't beat Brock Lesnar because they say he tapped out. They showed pictures. But the ref didn't see it. And
so it doesn't
same
count.
Thing that happened. It's the same thing that happened with John Cena and Seth Rollins. So I don't want to hear it. I think, you know, fair enough. They didn't see it, and he did it. So there.
Yeah, but now Seth might fight Sting, so that's cool.
Oh, did they put the statue up?
Yeah, it was Sting.
It was Sting?
Sting was underneath.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Yeah, and then Seth jumped out. Well, after Sting hit him a couple times.
I missed that part. I fell asleep.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you did. So, Teen Wolf is done.
Teen Wolf is done?
Well, right now it's the
mid-season
finale. Yeah, yeah. This year, I have to say, it's a lot different.
They totally changed the storyline and everything, didn't they?
Yeah, a lot of people are complaining about Scott Styles' thing, and
mm-hmm.
It's just, it's, I don't know, it's all right.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of the Dread Doctors, and that kind of thing is kind of cool, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And Scream's almost done, thank God.
Ugh.
Yeah. So we'll see.
And Fear of the Walking Dead started last weekend, and we did not watch it.
I didn't care.
I'm sorry, but the whole thing about The Walking Dead to begin with is that it's based on stories that are already established, and we already care about those characters. So I don't really care what happened while Rick was asleep in his coma with other people in other places. I really don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, and I hear the characters are one-dimensional.
Yeah, and that's what I've heard. A lot of complaints have been that the characters, it seems like they're just, it's a cash grab because...
The Walking Dead's so popular.
Yeah, so I didn't even bother. I didn't watch it. I didn't record it. I didn't...
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, I could have by now watched
it. I didn't watch it on demand.
I just don't care.
Yeah, we just really do not care.
I'm kind of over The Walking Dead anyway.
I'm not. I still like The Walking Dead.
Oh, no, I like it, and I'll watch it mainly because I'm invested in Rick.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and Daryl's all right.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, it's how many seasons? So, Halloween Horror Nights divulged all their houses.
Yeah?
Yeah. We'll talk more about that as it gets closer to September.
Yeah.
But American Werewolf is back. I know you love that house.
Mm-hmm.
Jason versus Freddy. I think they have a Walking Dead house. We talked about this already.
Yeah, I'm not getting into
that
again.
We went into a very long...
Drawn out.
Well, it wasn't long and drawn out. We just wanted to express that, okay, we get it. We've seen this, and we don't need another house.
No. Come up with something good.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
So, we're trying to work out going there. So.
Sinister? We saw Sinister.
We went to see Sinister 2 last weekend.
We saw Dragon Ball first, which was awesome.
Which is not horror.
Shut up. We talked about wrestling.
So, The Undertaker.
Frieza blew up planet, so horror. See what I did there? Anyway, Dragon Ball was cool. Moving on.
Yeah. We went to see Sinister 2.
Yeah.
And I really liked it.
Starring, Deputy, what's his face? That's what I think that's. Just...
Deputy Do-Right.
Yeah. I liked him. He looked like a weird version of Gyllenhaal.
A little bit, yeah.
You know what I mean?
A little more earnest.
Yeah.
And
what's her name was in it? She's been in a bunch of horror
Shannon
movies.
Shannon Sossaman, yeah. She does a lot of horror movies.
She's looking good.
Yeah, she's looking good for her age.
She ain't that old, is she? She's like 40, isn't she?
Something like that.
Yeah, I know. Like, her and Josh Hartnett, believe how old they...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But we saw the film, and I really liked it. It was a continuation. It was a direct sequel to the first film.
It was.
I actually think I might have liked it a little bit better than the first film. Eh. I liked the concept of the first film. I liked the concept and the story, and Bagul, the boogeyman, he's very scary. But I really liked the murder films more this time.
Yeah.
I like that they stepped it up a notch. So it wasn't like, okay, we've seen this before. We've seen this before. We've seen this before. None of them was even remotely the same as the ones from the previous film.
Right.
And I really liked that they just built on the mythology that already existed. And everything worked. Everything was fair. You know what I mean? I like that it was...
Yeah.
I like that it was...
Good.
Well put together and well written.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was, another ghost sequel. But, I mean, it had good ideas in it.
Yeah.
The jump scares were stupid.
Well.
But that's always the case. But it was good.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot. So, I would actually give it a 4. 4 pumpkins.
I'll give it a 3.
4 pumpkins.
It was an original idea.
Yes.
It was a sequel, and it wasn't found footage, not necessarily.
And it wasn't bullshit. Like, they didn't just, like, totally veer off into left field with the story. They built off the origin story that started in the first film. I had a discussion about this on Facebook with somebody. They didn't really like it. They said it should be a rental and not going to see it in the theater. But I really liked it in the theater because I thought it was really effective with the videos and the films and stuff. But I think my real problem with the first one was Ethan Hawke.
I thought you liked Ethan Hawke.
See, I don't know what it is. Some of the things he's in, he's fine.
Right.
But other things...
What about The Purge? Was he good in The Purge?
See, that's the other thing. I like the second one better.
See, I do too. I like the collection 1 and 2, or the collector, but the collection I liked a little bit better than the first movie.
Right.
And the same thing with The Purge. Purge 2, which now they're working on 3.
Yeah.
With Frank Grillo.
Yeah, it's completely different
than
the first one. The first one is an actual lockdown
house
entrapment film. And this is an actual hunt film. You know, the second one's an actual hunting film.
It was kind of like Judgment Night. With Emilio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think, I mean, I identify with Ethan Hawke's character in the first Sinister because he was a writer.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he went off the deep end, like, really soon after they got started with this. And he just seemed, I don't know, I didn't like his character, so I guess I couldn't really...
Yeah.
You know, I was waiting to see, show me what's happening with the monster. I want to know what the story is.
Yeah.
But
anyway, this was good.
Yeah, so this one was this one was a little more...
Better.
Intensive and a little more active, so they actually ran through the story a little bit better.
But yeah, and I like people's comments about The Purge, too. Frank Grillo is playing the Punisher, basically. I'm like, yeah, he really is.
Yeah.
He's basically playing Frank Castle.
Who's he playing in...
Crossbones.
Yeah, okay.
He's going to be Crossbones, because if he wasn't Crossbones, I think he would have been good as the Punisher for Daredevil. But they got Jay Berthel, so I think that'll be good, too, Shane.
Yeah.
He couldn't be Rick doing both shows. I'll get you. Carl. Coral.
Where's Carl? Not in the house. What's a house? Who's Carl?
Fucking Lori.
Yeah.
Those seasons are gone, so it's like, I can't make fun of that anymore.
Well, we still make fun of it.
Oh, yeah. So, this year, I think, is the year of the ghost movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2015.
Yeah.
But I hear good things about 2016 is the year of the slashers again.
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah, well, they're making another Texas Chainsaw.
We're looking forward to the Halloween tree, though. That's coming.
Oh, Tales of Halloween?
Yeah. The Halloween Tree, the Ray Bradbury book.
Sounds like a weird movie. The Halloween Tree. I'm excited. I heard really nice things.
Of course, I have too.
Of course, after It Follows, The Hype Machine, I no longer believe.
Yeah.
Because It Follows done fucked that up for us.
But I've also heard things from people that I know.
Right.
That have seen it. And that, not just the reviewers and the hype, you know.
Right, right. Well, you love Trick or Treat.
I love Trick or Treat.
And that's a great movie.
Yep.
And this is a similar type thing with an anthologies and Halloween.
It's just a bunch of different people making short films.
Basically, that and Trick or Treat is basically what Halloween could have been.
Yep.
But I still love our Michael Myers slasher, so.
Oh, yeah.
And Halloween 3 does not suck.
No, Halloween 3 does not suck.
It's just
suck.
A different movie.
Yeah.
Halloween H2O is good. Halloween Resurrection sucks. Halloween 5 sucks. Halloween 6 is okay because Paul Rudd and Loomis is in it.
And Paul Rudd, I'm sorry, Paul Rudd does not age.
No, he's a vampire.
Okay, we saw him in Ant-Man, and he looks, like, exactly the same. Yeah. And then he was in fucking Wet Hot American Summer.
Looks the same.
Looks the same. I'm like,
everybody else aged on that show.
I know! Everybody else looks older.
Janine. Bradley Cooper, kind of. Not really too much.
He just got fat.
Amy Poehler.
He's all bulked up, that's the problem.
Yeah, Amy
Poehler.
No,
but she already looked that age. She's already, you know, she always
her and Tina Fey have that thing. But literally, homeboy...
Paul Rudd.
Doesn't age.
Nope.
I mean, Jason Segel has aged.
Yeah. They all have.
Seth Rogen's aged. Not that bad, but... And Franco's aged.
Yeah.
But Paul Rudd does not age. You know who else doesn't age?
Who?
Keanu.
No, he has aged.
A little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Because there was that picture of, like, some old paintings, and it's like Keanu Reeves is a vampire.
Yeah. They put his face into the painting.
No, I don't think they did.
Yeah, they did.
No, come on. I believe Keanu. Whoa.
I believe in Keanu.
You know how I know he's a vampire? Because Bill, or is he Ted, one of them was in the Lost Boys, and then they became a vampire.
Oh.
Unfortunately, Haim was not a vampire. He didn't last. Poor Haim.
I know.
Feldman. We met Feldman.
We met Feldman.
For like 5 seconds.
Yeah, and that was fine.
That's all you needed. Well, I was excited because I was talking to Wolf Cop.
Yeah.
Well, the director of Wolf Cop.
I was talking to Wolf Cop. You mean the guy that...
I wish Wolf Cop was there.
I know, but he couldn't make it.
He couldn't make it in America. They're working on 2. I'm happy.
Yep.
So, that's it. Let's play music.
Don't fuck it up.
They won't. I have faith. We'll be back.
We'll be right back. responsible for the ones that were lies all alone. I've realized what has been so obvious in my heart, Sturm und Drang and a symphony. No, I can't hide that I'm in love with the darker side. I'm in love with the light.
I got this other feeling. had the blackest eyes. Too bad she got an angel. Too bad she got an angel. Too bad she got an angel. Too bad. Too bad.
Back to Underground Horror Radio.
Also, don't forget to check out Morbid Movies, Palm Beach County Grindhouse.
Yes.
That has monthly showings of awesome cult classics at the Movies of Lake Worth, which is a nice-ass place.
Yes.
Take it from us.
Yes.
Godzilla is this month. The original uncut...
Is that tomorrow?
No, it's September.
Oh, it's September.
Sorry, I forgot it's still August.
Because
they did it a little bit earlier.
Oh, okay.
This month instead of towards the end.
Oh, that's right.
With Texas Chainsaw, which was awesome, by the way.
Uh-huh.
It was loud.
Yeah, it was loud. We liked it, though.
Oh, it was cool to see it.
Yeah,
I mean,
but it was really loud.
Yeah, but it was, you know what? That was nice to see it on the big screen.
One of my favorite things about it, though, is the scariest part is the freaking chainsaw when he's chasing her through the woods.
I think so. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because that's all you hear.
At night. That's all you hear is the fucking...
I got to say, as remakes go, the 2003 movie was fucking good.
Yes.
I think if there was any faithful... Because 3 was kind of a remake, and so was 4. The Renee Zellweger and Matthew McConaughey one.
Right.
And 3 with the chick from She-Wolf of London. So, because those were all kind of like reboots in a sense. Like a modern, at the time, modern version of the original movie, which is out in 74.
Right.
But 2003... Texas Chainsaw Massacre was very, it was fresh, and that's one of the few times Michael Bay didn't fuck things up with his company. But it was fresh, but it was really, really good. And I have to say that about that movie. And the original,
that's one of my favorites.
But even the original was still wow. And on the big screen, it was, you know, because we
especially
got the Blu-ray
cleaned up
here.
As it is.
Oh yeah, because it was the anniversary edition we got.
Yep.
But on the big screen, it looked really good. So that was awesome. And so Godzilla, the original uncut version of the 54 classic.
Not Gojira.
And then next month, he already said, right? So we can say it. Cause I'm
Reanimator.
Reanimator. Holy shit. I know you like that.
October's Reanimator.
And that's like the 23rd, which is normally when we would be at Spooky. So that's perfect.
Yep. Works out.
So anyway, check that out if you're in the, you know, cult movies and want to see them in a big screen. That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
And also real quick. Popcorn Nights is doing like a horror movie thing in the first week of October in Miami.
Cool.
From Popcorn Nights, they're doing a horror film fest. We don't know what we're doing in October yet and early. Who knows? We might end up going. But anyway, so there's that. So, Spooky Empire.
Yeah.
We're here to Spooky Empire.
So, Spooky Empire has again updated their guest list.
Yes.
And
it's looking good.
Added this week was
Danny Trejo,
which I'm actually kind of excited
about. Wait, wasn't he at Shock Pop? Yeah.
Was he?
I never saw him though.
No, I
heard
I didn't either.
Maybe he wasn't there.
I don't know. know.
I don't think he was there.
I haven't ever met him, and I haven't ever seen him in person. So
right.
I
know they had a lot of other people. Ken, oh, yeah, I forgot. I ran into Ken Kersninger.
Yeah, he did.
He was cool.
Yeah.
Big, tall guy.
Yeah, he is a big guy.
He's tall. Kane's tall, but this guy's, like, taller
than
Kane.
Oh, yeah, no. This guy's a big guy.
Kind of like Undertaker tall.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
Danny Trejo, so we're really excited about that.
Yep.
Machete.
And then today was announced, this is the big one. Now, a lot of people are a little like, oh, he's not
Justin's
horror.
Justin's very excited.
But, see, I grew up 11 years of my life in a small town called Jupiter, Florida. We're not far from West Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. And in Jupiter, Florida, we had a town legend whose career expanded forever in TV and film especially. And some of the great movies of the 70s were shot out in the farms. Cannonball Run.
Yep.
And, of course, one of my all-time favorite movies of all time, Smokey and the Fucking Bandit. Burt Reynolds. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Burt fucking Reynolds.
We'll be at Spooky Empire.
We'll be at Spooky Empire, and that is awesome. The uh-huh. Bandit himself.
Uh-huh.
And also, Deliverance was fucking...
Yeah, Deliverance was a fucking scary movie. I don't care what anybody says. Yes, it's not technically a horror film.
It's fucked it up.
But I'm sorry, I used to go to the video store back when it was the little corner shop that they had their own little room, and one room was for porn.
Yeah.
And one room was for the horror films.
They had its own room for horror movies?
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Blockbuster just had it right there on the wall. And
this was before Blockbuster. This was before the chains.
Oh, okay. This is the mom and pop.
This is when video stores started.
Oh.
Okay. And I used to go in there, and Deliverance was always in the horror section.
It's Deliverance.
Because it's messed up.
This ain't the longest yard. It's fucking Deliverance.
I know. So, yeah, I'm really excited, too, because... We've always been fans of Burt Reynolds and his films and stuff like that.
It's
so.
Cool, though, because out west where my mom and my aunt live, where we got married, there was a Burt Reynolds petting zoo farm.
Mm-hmm.
And so we always went out there.
Mm-hmm.
So my, you know, and then they moved the museum, but where that Harbor Place is now, across from the movie theater.
Yep, Harborside. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had a Burt Reynolds museum. In fact, mm-hmm. me, Matt, and Terry went there and took a bunch of pictures and
mm-hmm.
stuff a while ago. So right. It was cool. Burt Reynolds is awesome.
Yeah,
old guy.
Yeah,
but I mean, come on, it's the Bandit.
Yep, we're excited.
So that's a really cool thing to add to Spooky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm excited about that. So we have that. And we got Nev Campbell still, which is awesome, because I don't think she really goes to conventions, so cool for Nev. George Romero, which mm-hmm. is, I like George Romero because he brought us good luck.
Yeah.
Julian Sands, I know you're excited about that.
I am. He's a very nice guy.
Oh, you met him before, that's right.
I have, yes.
Lisa and Louise Burns from The Shining, the twins, that's awesome. Skeet Ulrich. Malcolm McDowell, very cool,
mm-hmm.
from Clockwork and Halloween movies, Caligula. Oh, Caligula. Tony Todd. I'm excited about that, too.
I am, too.
Because Tony Todd is a nice man. He was supposed to be at Fatality Fest, but he couldn't make it because
right.
he was filming, probably, Disciples. Oh, no, wait. Linnea was there, so no,
yeah,
it wasn't
no,
Disciples.
It wasn't Disciples.
Patricia Quinn is going to be there, along with Barry Boswick and Nell Campbell, and they're doing a nice Rocky Horror Picture Show reunion.
Yeah.
That just turned, what, 40?
I think so.
2015, 1970. It came out in 75, too, like Jaws, right?
I believe so.
So that's cool. Fucking yay. Rocky Horror, man. Rachel Schur will be there from Half-Baked, Sharknado 2, The Craft. Butch Patrick, they're doing a Monsters Museum. So if you're into the Monsters, which was a very awesome show,
mm-hmm.
like the Addams Family.
Yep.
And of course, Nicole's excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
We got William Ragsdale from mm-hmm. Fright Night, the original Fright Night 1 and 2, Herman's Head, Justified, Amanda Beers from Fright Night, Married Children. And Stephen Joffrey is going to be there
yep.
for Fright Night 976 Evil.
Exciting.
Miko Hughes.
Nice guy.
There you go. John Kassir, who's done voices for everybody.
Yeah, but he's known as the Crypt Keeper.
And the Crypt Keeper is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just had Johnny Depp. No, I'm just kidding. Is that the guy that was supposed to be like the Johnny Depp? You hear about that?
I have no idea.
There's a picture of I think it's that guy in Fear of the Walking Dead. It's like if Johnny Depp dies, we riot because he looks like Gilbert Grape.
Yeah, that's him, yeah.
Lorenzo
James Henry from
Fear the Walking Dead,
Ghost
Whisperer, Star Trek. Tom Savini will be there.
Yep.
Who's done everything that we can ever think of. It's Tom Savini. Very cool. Big Gus from Tattoo Nightmare. Sarah Miller from Ink Masters. Season 2, Taisha Reels from Ink Master Season 5, and Kyle Dunbar from Ink Master Season 3 and 4. Music-wise, I think Voltaire is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Live-action performances. I don't know if any other bands have been announced yet. I'm hoping for Living Deads.
And various and sundry authors and others.
Yes,
will be
we don't have any info on that yet.
We don't have the details.
Tattoo
on that
film.
Yet.
The film festival is this time hosted by the Blair Bathory, who's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because who's sponsored by Fear House.
Right.
The other people, the freak show, they're actually still doing their thing. That I think the weekend, like the week before,
right.
at a hotel or something. So that's cool.
Because
that's usually the one we see Jason Daly at.
Yeah, and they're fucking scary because they're the ones that dress like clowns all the time.
Oh, yeah. Is that
they're the bright clowns, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that's spooky.
Yeah.
That's a good lineup so far.
Yeah.
It's you know what? It's not even September yet.
Yep.
So it'll get more and more better. So that's super awesome. We're excited about that. Bruce Campbell just had at Wizard World the Bruce Campbell horror thing.
Mm-hmm.
He did the weather. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was funny.
And I'm excited for Ash vs. Evil Dead. They put out the new trailer.
Yep.
And it just keeps getting
better.
It's Bruce.
Yep.
And Evil Dead 2 on the big screen was awesome, too.
Yes, it was.
So we're very excited for all this stuff.
Yep. So
even if we're tired.
Roll on October.
Yeah. What else is going on? Any other horror movies coming out soon? Nothing's really coming out until October. Paranormal comes out in October.
Tales of Halloween come out in October.
Yeah, what else?
I don't remember.
Oh, if you want to, it's not necessarily a horror movie, but if you love the Soska sisters, go check out Vendetta. I heard it's really good.
Yeah, we've heard it's really good.
With Superman and Dean Cain.
Yeah.
I still want to see the 12 Rounds one with Dean Ambrose, because I like Dean.
Yeah. And of course, we have the commercials for the video game with Terminator.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
We love
Arnold.
That.
Pop figures. Nicole and me are really developing quite... But what did I get you? Besides Snoopy.
You got me. Pinhead.
That looks awesome up there, by the way.
Pinhead came out like 2 weeks ago. Last week.
Yeah.
Came out last week. And I think so did Nosferatu. I think Nosferatu is out now.
Ooh. You want that one too?
No, I don't. We can wait till we go to Spooky.
I thought you like Nosferatu.
I do, but we'll see what comes up. I'm holding off.
I did get you a vampire minion.
Yes, you did. You also bought me the vampire minion. Batty.
Are you happy? Gone, Batty.
I am very happy.
Buttum. I know. I know that.
Oh, Baba Gator.
That's the one that you really wanted.
What?
The vampire. That was the one I really wanted. Special order,
yeah. So, yeah, it's an exclusive from San Diego Comic-Con, so...
We got it on Hot Topic. The only time Hot Topic Online was worth it.
Yeah, really. Horror films.
And I got the Doctor.
Yes, you got the Doctor.
10th Doctor.
10. With his fucking...
3D glasses.
3D glasses.
You can watch Friday the 13th, Part 3. And he'd be like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Timey-wimey.
Timey-wimey.
That's really it. We're done.
Yeah, hold on a second.
What are you doing? What are you pulling up?
The Green Inferno is coming out in September.
Oh, yes. The Eli Roth movie we saw the trailer for.
Yeah, Crimson Peak is the one with Hiddleston.
Yes.
The gothic horror film.
Yes.
Goosebumps is coming out in October.
Okay.
Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension.
That one actually looks decent because of the camera.
Yeah, those are the only ones. Besides the Halloween tree.
You think they're... God
fucking
damn.
Tales of Halloween.
What do you want to watch a movie about a Halloween tree? Is this what we're trying to...
No, there's a fucking book. It's Ray Bradbury's book, and it's been on my Facebook feed, and that's why.
Oh, okay.
Why.
Keep...
I'm tired.
My poor wife, man. I'm like... It's like Friday the Halloween. By the way, we get one more Friday the 13th, and that's in November.
Do we?
Yes. And I think that we're going to have to watch a movie and do commentary. And probably play on Twitch and on YouTube Friday the 13th game.
Yeah, I think we'll need to do that.
Yeah, have some drinks. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be making a game at some point soon here. I think on a new system. So I'd be excited about that.
Yeah, once we actually see it coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really it. That's pretty good.
I think we're good. Yeah.
Play another tune. And thanks for listening as always. Be weird. Read books.
Watch movies.
Even though the book section is starting to shrink at the bookstore.
Watch movies.
Good movies. Check out the Drew Edwards interview that I did with comic book writer Halloween Man, and also on his own podcast with some other guys, which is actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. The Castle of Horror podcast. Check that all on Facebook. Podbean is where the interview is. It's really good. Me and Drew basically bullshit about convention life, horror movies, and Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Comic book nerd stuff.
Yeah.
Because we're into that stuff. And that's it. So we're out.
All right. We're out. Bye.
We'll see you when we get back.
Yes.
And hey, if you can make it down. Oh, wait. By the time this airs, Misfits is. Never mind.
It's over. Never mind.
I forgot. Bye.
Bye.
listening to Podunk Radio.